In California, against the backdrop of a colossal state budget crisis, an unlikely political scenario is progressing. The move to recall Governor Gray Davis by petition is gathering steam, and more important, it's gathering signatures. Michael Finnegan covers California politics for the Los Angeles Times and joins us. Michael Finnegan, how many signatures do the organizers of the recall drive need, and how many do they have now?
They need about 897,000, and they're about 200,000 shy of that.
And they've achieved that number in, a relatively short time.
They have. They had until the 2nd of September, but they're trying to get it done within the next week or so that they can qualify for a fall election.
So there's a likelihood that they can get this matter on a ballot. There's also a poll in your paper today in the L.A. Times. What does it show about this issue?
It shows that a majority of California voters, a slim majority, favors the recall of Governor Davis, and the state's budget crisis has become the most important thing to voters in California, and they blame Davis for the huge budget problems that California faces.
When you say a slim majority, this is about as slim as a majority can be, but 51% say that.
That's right. That's right.
Now, explain the system. If there actually were a recall motion on the ballot, and if, in fact, a majority of people voted for it, who would become governor of California?
Well, the way the recall election would work, it would be an up or down vote on whether to recall Davis, and then voters, whether or not they voted to recall him, would select a candidate from a list of potential replacements who would also be on the ballot. So any number of California politicians and, of course, the actor Arnold Schwarzenegger are potential candidates on that ballot.
And indeed, what do the polls tell you about who might do well in a race to succeed a recalled Governor Davis?
Well, Dianne Feinstein, the United States Senator from California, is clearly the favorite to replace Governor Davis. And right after her comes Richard Reardon, the former mayor of Los Angeles. Schwarzenegger comes in after that. There's about 55% or so of California voters said that they were inclined not to vote for him.
Apart from what Californians make of Governor Gray Davis and his stewardship of the state's finances, do you hear anything there from Californians, any misgivings about the exercise of such a constitutional provision as a recall? That is, do people who might not like Gray Davis say in some cases, I don't like the idea of recalling sitting governors either?
Yes, there's a group of voters that disapprove of Davis but who don't think that a recall is warranted. And a key to the Davis strategy for beating this thing back is to convince people that you may not like Governor Davis, but this isn't the answer.
How do you square the governor's remarkably unpopular status right now in California with his re-election victory just a few months ago?
Well, it was not an easy re-election victory for him. He had a huge political problem with the California energy crisis, and his campaign for re-election was largely focused on tearing down his Republican opponent as opposed to building himself up. So there's not a huge groundswell of goodwill toward Davis to begin with in California.
Reporter Michael Finnegan of the Los Angeles Times, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.